fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
On Friday, the 6th day of May, the purpose of the day is to work on forming up a team that will come together during a short-term, long-term crisis to take care of and protect each other. That's what a team is. We have patient Wayne Agrina, my friend, Dr. Scott Huff. Dr. Huff is my personal physician. We will be talking with Dr. Huff about the events today and health-related matters. The number to call in, of course, is 512-248-8252. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. The local newspaper, the Steelville Star, only had 8 obituaries this week. However, half of them were men and women under age 70. Half of them. And that's what we've been seeing all over the country, is men and women in the prime of their life that were otherwise healthy, working people that didn't have any substantial risk of death. They're just dropping dead from heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots. This will continue to be a major issue for probably several years to the future, won't it, sir?
It's likely only just the tip of the iceberg, John. Tip of the iceberg.
Well, the iceberg is the size of Montana, and we got a little bit of it sticking out right now that we're becoming aware of. And something else, I know you're a busy guy. You probably aren't aware of every Thursday I interview Chris Hoare regarding satellite telephones. He's from the UK. His cousin, Joseph Hoare, is now going to be giving us a live report once a week from Ukraine. His cousin Joseph, we interviewed him yesterday. He was about to cross the border into Poland en route to Ukraine with his teammate, Jez. And the two of them are going to be providing emergency medical treatment. They've got a Land Rover all reconfigured to become a all-terrain ambulance. They were towing a small cargo trailer behind them full of supplies. And it's going to be an interesting half-hour interview every week, getting a report from somebody we know, somebody we trust, on the ground in a combat zone, telling us what's really going on, as opposed to the propaganda that's being issued by the Ukrainian government, the Russian government, and probably news outlets. We don't know what to trust with these news outlets. So it'll be a valuable source for us to get some firsthand reports of what's going on, at least in a small part of Ukraine. And in addition, yes. Scott, before we move on, we're accepting donations as a crowdfunding thing to pay for supplies and equipment for Joseph Hoare to be doing volunteer emergency medical work in Ukraine. And that's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, Doctor, what new developments are you seeing in your practice when it comes to the COVID and the clot shots, sir, if any?
Just one trip call after another. Just had another new patient that ended up getting a shot, and now they have breast cancer yet again. And it's kind of like, how do you, what can you say to, or do to unring a bell? That's a challenging aspect for sure.
Well, it's past challenging, and it's so unfortunate what people have done to themselves out of ignorance. There's even, I don't know, but apparently many medical doctors who, for some reason, believe that these three different COVID vaccine clot shots are FDA approved. A very good friend of mine, he lives in Washington, Missouri. He plays a poker night one night a month with three medical doctors. The four of them play poker. And it was about June of last year that he found out all three medical doctors believed that the COVID vaccines were FDA approved. He was shocked. He was shocked, as am I. But if medical doctors think these COVID clot shots are FDA approved, then probably most of the general public believes it as well, don't they, sir?
Well, that's the downfall with complacency.
Something I need to look into and confirm. I emphasize, this is my caveat, I have not yet confirmed this. My belief, however, is that most American life insurance policies have an exemption that if a policyholder accepts any non-FDA-approved medication, any non-FDA-approved medical procedure, that would invalidate the life insurance policy. That's something that needs to be looked into, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, that it would be interesting to find out. Yeah, I've had a few thoughts on some other stuff as well, like the recent distraction with Roe v. Wade, and being thrown out into the populace to say, hey, we're taking away your rights. But I'm curious if them putting that back into the role of the states rather than being a federal component, if that plays into the concept that, one, they don't need to be worried about the need for abortions because so many will be unable to become pregnant in the first place after getting injected.
Or if they do get pregnant, there's a high chance of a spontaneous abortion and also a high chance that the mother's breast milk will kill the child. And probably a chance of malformed babies that have birth defects. They're all very strong possibilities, aren't they, sir?
Yeah. You got a biological that you have no idea what it's going to do to the body.
Well, there was a document dump of Pfizer documents that I recently received, tens of thousands of pages, that there's at least one team I'm aware of that are going through these documents related to the COVID clot shot, released under a court mandate, by the way. They weren't going to do this voluntarily. And we're near the beginning of the worst crime in recorded human history. When it comes to just sheer body count, Mao Zedong held the world record in modern times with somewhere around 50 million of his countrymen dying as a consequence of the establishment of communist rule over China. Uh-huh. That 50 million will pale by comparison to the many, many more, probably hundreds of millions of citizens worldwide that will die as a consequence of the COVID clot shot. What do you think, sir?
Doesn't seem far-fetched at all, to be honest. From what I'm understanding about the, you know, ins and outs of what's happening in China, they're ramping things up already.
So. Well, the shutdown in Shanghai, I believe, is a there's a couple of possible cover stories. One is to cover up the economic issues that China is having. The other is simply just to hurt the West, because they're shutting down. Apparently, all the ports have been shut down where manufactured goods can leave China. China is prepared to hurt their own people as bad as they need to accomplish their overall goals. That's what they're known for. They have a track record of doing that. So they will have a make-believe crisis, such as a COVID lockdown, in order to hurt the West. If that's what it takes, they'll do it. And they've been known to do that in the past. I referred to myself last night and the people at my meetup as the pure blood remnant. We who have not received the clot shot, we are the pure blood remnant. We are the ones who are more likely to survive, aren't we, Doctor?
Yeah. I would agree with that. As long as you can, as long as there's not necessarily any means of what's been done to, the injected affecting the non-injected.
Even though still a bit of an unknown, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're talking about shedding spike proteins. Is there any other issue associated with that in addition to shedding spike proteins?
Well, again, since no one ever bothered to share any of the information as to what was in them and what they're going to do, you're playing craps. You're just rolling dice and going, okay, what's there? What's going to happen? I did a seminar recently, and the doctor that was teaching the seminar actually has the injections brought to his office so that he can, if a patient wanted to give the injection, he would provide the injection. He provided the insert. The insert opened up to like a 2x3 sheet of paper.
2x3 feet.
Yes. And it had a one line printed on it that was maybe 4 inches long. And it said purposely left blank.
Right, right. Now, last night at the meetup, one of our attendees mentioned how he and his wife would spend so much time reading labels at the supermarket before they'd buy or purchase something. So let's say, ladies and gentlemen, you're in the section of the supermarket where they got salad dressing, and there's a beautiful package of salad dressing. It's exactly what you want, ranch dressing, and the section where it says ingredients is left blank, and there'd be something where there would be ingredients left, and it says intentionally left blank. Who's going to buy that bottle of salad dressing?
Someone that doesn't care, someone that's not paying attention, or another person that's just, again, complacent and accepting that, what's out there for food is quote-unquote food.
Exactly. But point being, there's something really broken when, of course, the people who manufactured the COVID vaccination, of course they know the ingredients. How could they not know the ingredients? And they provide a 2x3 foot, I've seen these, I'm not in person, but I've seen photographs, these 2x3 foot pieces of paper that says intentionally left blank as a package insert. How does the FDA allow them to get away with that, Doctor?
Well, I guess if you grease someone's palm enough, you can make anything happen.
Well, a condo on the beach may be enough incentive to get somebody at the FDA to look the other way, couldn't it?
Amongst all kinds of other ways or bribes or having information that. If you don't do this, we'll reveal that. And there's lots of different ways. Right.
Blackmail, yeah. That's as old as the hills. We had a call on hold here, Doctor. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good.
I wanted
Go ahead.
to uh, Yeah, I wanted to just add a little bit to what you were talking about earlier. This Pfizer dump that we just had, that this, all these documents that have been released. In one of them that you were, and this is pertinent to what you were just talking about, it shows that out of, I think it's 600, they did 680, approximately 686, I can't remember the exact number, studies of the vaccine on pregnant women. And out of those 686, all of them aborted. None of them came to term. So, you know, they knew from the get-go that this vaccine was not safe and effective for pregnant women, yet I believe they claimed it was. But that has just recently come out of that document dump, that this is what happened. So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys.
Doctor, you got a follow-up on that, sir?
I just said, sadly, a day late, dollar short. You know, that's the information that people would have needed before all of this was done. You know, so now, you know, we're, you know, people will be left.
So basically, to summarize what you just said, Charlie, a 100% rate of spontaneous abortions among women who took the clot shot.
Exactly. That's correct. Yes.
How sad is that? How devastating is that? Anything else, Charlie?
Well, a little bit of something here. I don't think this will affect your friend that's going over there, or the gentleman that's going to the Ukraine that you've been talking about. I don't think this affects him because he's humanitarian aid, I assume. But you do have another friend who is volunteering to go over there and fight. And
he's volunteering to help. He's not necessarily volunteering to fight.
Oh,
but he is volunteering to help. Go ahead.
Well, the ones who are volunteering to want to go over there and fight or whatever, they have to sign a contract saying that they'll stay there until the martial law is lifted. And a lot of them are turning back and saying, no, they're not going to do that because they don't know how long that would be. You know, how long that martial law will take. So I don't know if he's going to have to sign that. But I don't think that's for people that are arriving and wanting to be foreign fighters or, you know, military. So I don't know whether that's going to affect either one of your friends. But I just wanted to add that to the mix. They're also having to surrender their passports when they go into the Ukraine, and a lot of them are balking about that as well. So I hope there's nothing like that happens to either one of those. I don't think I know the humanitarian aid is getting, they're able to go through, I believe.
Well, they'd be foolish to try to hinder anything related to humanitarian aid. It'd be very foolish.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay. That's all I wanted to add.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, doctor, if somebody wanted to become a patient of yours like I am, what's that telephone number that they would be calling?
That'd be 314-649-8059.
Okay, and the hours that telephone will be answered, what days and hours?
That'd be Monday through Thursday.
What time of day would the phone be answered?
5.
You cut out, sir.
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Got it. Okay. Central time. And that number is 314-649-8059. Okay. And that website, sir, for your outfit there?
Seekingfunction.org.
Seekingfunction.org. Okay. And we have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Health Masters. My friend Dr. Ted Brewer, he manufactures the highest quality vitamin and mineral supplements. You get a 5% discount when you use the coupon code MORE5, coupon code MORE5 at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with my doctor, Dr. Scott Huff, D.C. He lives and works in Metro St. Louis. The telephone number of his office is answered Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Central Time. That office number is 314-649-8059. And that telephone answer Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 Central Time. Doctor, we got a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. You know, morning. I like Charlie. Good morning again. Like Charlie, I believe that the shot is a sterilization tool. I also believe it's genocidal because it's targeting certain people for certain death. You know, and having said that, let me say the host apology, John, Chris, has described the Bible, if I'm getting this right, as a self-replicating, auto-correcting code book
past, it applies to the present, and foretells the future. So it's God's plan for mankind, not humankind, but mankind. So I think what we're seeing in this shot is basically fulfillment of Luke chapter 21, 24. I think that's the right chapter and verse. The time of the Gentiles being come in. So basically, if you receive the clot shot, whether you're a man or a woman, you'll be unable to have children. Just as in the Old Testament, kings had many wives and concubines in order to populate. Those that are going to be chosen to be wives and concubines in the future are going to be men and women that are going to be selected breeders that are above average intelligence, that have they have not complied. So their breeding is going to be kind of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The wisest of Israel are going to be the ones that Nebuchadnezzar, the kings of the future, kings of the earth, are going to choose to teach their ways. The Bible, it was the ways of the Chaldeans. I think that's what we're seeing. Basically, it's a binary weapon system, maybe even three. You know, in any weapon, you've got the explosive and you've got the catalyst. Either one by themselves are harmless, but when you put them together and you activate them, then it happens. And I think that's what we're watching occur right now. The time of the Gentiles are being come in. People are being killed off because they are less desirable, sad to say, less intelligent, and they're useless eaters to these people. You're breathing their air. You're eating their food. They want to reduce the population according to the Georgia Guidestones. So it only makes sense that the ones that they allow to breathe their air are the ones of above average intelligence and able to produce and provide and operate the machinery and run the nation for them so they can sit back on their laurels and do nothing but be a monarch. I'd like to get your thoughts, both of them, please.
Well, I'll go first, Dr. Follow-Up. The highest percentage rate of group of people refusing the clot shot are men and women with PhDs, which that's less than 0.1% of the population, although I've also known quite a few high school dropouts that have refused it as well. Doctor, your follow-up, if any.
That's actually what my take would be as well, dealing with my patient populace. But, you know, I wouldn't leave it there. I'd, you know, fervor to inform more people and then provide information for those people to inform more people. And I guess when we look at higher rate of intelligence, I guess it doesn't just have to be intelligence. It can also be the ability to rationalize. So if you take the information, there are people that are presented with that information. And no matter how intelligent you may think they are or what their IQ is, they can still completely disregard it.
That's right.
So
I'm not talking about intelligence the way that the world measures it. I'm not talking about credentials and PhDs and diplomas and certificates and being able to reiterate and mimic the proper answers to questions. I'm talking about your cognitive ability to process information and draw reasonable conclusions. And I think that's lacking in a lot of people.
I would agree.
But I think that what we're seeing now is a design kill off of people that are less profitable, less potential income, less ability to control, to be the straw boss on the slave plantation and cause people to go to work or operate the machinery. Smart enough to operate the machinery, but dumb enough not to do anything about it.
Okay. John, thank you for your call.
Thank you both.
We've got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com, revised and made easier and quicker to navigate a couple weeks ago. We're glad to do that. The new panel we added yesterday is to make donations to Joseph Hoare to raise money for his efforts for emergency medical treatment for the innocent victims of the Ukraine conflict. He's over there as we speak with a modified Land Rover to provide emergency medical care to injured men, women, and children. They need 10,000 pounds to do that. That should be an achievable goal, and that's what we're working on there. We have lots of things at my website that will help you achieve your goals, whatever it might be. Exclusive things that you'll find only at my website. The open source intelligence put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist, published only at thelibertyman.com. Mike Lindell's products. If you want to be a hero, gentlemen, for the ladies in your life, get some my pillows. The Giza sheets, the towels that they offer at a nice discount when you use the promo code of JR Liberty, up to 66% off. And of course, check out the energy cleaners as well. if you want to place your order for an engine cleaner, you do it at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Scott Huff at office telephone will be answered beginning Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. That's 314-649-8059. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wanted to address the caller who was talking about what it looks like all this is, because and I might have already told y'all this. I just found it on Conservapedia when I was looking under. It says SCOTUS to Roe v. Wade report, and so. This guy's name is Eric Kaufman, and he is an atheist or agnostic. But he wrote a book in 2010, and it says, Shall the Religious Inherit the Earth? And what he was talking about was the people who seem to be having more babies are the evangelicals and of all colors. Especially the immigrants, but Hispanic and, or Asian, okay. But what I wanted to say about it was God loves babies. He's in the business of babies. And I used to hear, I don't know if it's true anymore, there are more people alive than have ever died. And so he wants a lot of people in heaven. And so he likes babies. So people just have to tell them they want babies instead of go through, you know, hordes and hordes of tests to see if they're eligible to have them and all that. And I just thought I would throw that in there because I've lived 80 years and I observe things too, you know. So, okay, that's all I wanted to say. So we don't have to fear, we don't have to fear running out of people or something. He'll even take care of them after they're born. If everybody waited until it was convenient to have a baby, probably nobody would.
Well, that's a good point, Pat.
Thank you.
Good point. All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Well, Doctor, there's probably many thousands of healthcare professionals, scientists, diligently trying to figure out a way to mitigate the clot shot. I don't have high hopes that any real mitigation can be found, any way to reverse the clot shot. You can't be unvaccinated. At the moment, now, I would like to see a change. At the moment, my belief is that the most we can hope for is what might be called palliative care, or just helping people to have the strongest, best immune system they can, despite them taking something that basically destroys your immune system, like your patient who had breast cancer, and it came back with a vengeance because she destroyed her immune system with a clot shot. What's your hopes in this regard, sir?
Well, yeah, I would agree that, one, we do everything we can to augment and improve the status of their immune system. I mean, that's what God designed it for in the first place. It's not that it needed help. It just didn't need any interference. And you take the shot, you're volitionally taking the road of, I'm going to interfere with my immune system. But we're seeing a lot of people with the cardiovascular issues. I remember last month reading about, various tennis players that had, given the one major tennis player a lot of grief for the fact that he wouldn't get vaccinated, and now they're collapsing on the courts. Okay, well, so you've got cardiovascular stuff. You've got the inevitable spike protein overload in the system. And then you've got, a ton of lymphatic backup and congestion. I mean, one of the things we've done at the office to help combat that is we introduced a new, unit at the office, and it's just a separate care in itself, but it's an active lymphatic therapy. It's a device that will actually go through and get people's lymphatic systems moving and dumping the crap that's there so that they can actually have a higher quality of life and improve a lot of different function as well.
Sounds like a plan to me. Doctor, we got a caller and holder, right? Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good Good morning. I was told not to be on a speaker. I'd be in trouble. So do I sound okay?
You sound fine. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I got a bold prediction on this subject, and I know people are back and forth on it, but with the issue of accountability for all these jerks, evil people, and all over in academia and medical, the medical community, the media, I want to make a bold prediction. When all of this stuff becomes really common knowledge that all this was a bunch of crap, and people really digest that all these people have died, kids have died, they try to put billboards on the side of buses saying that heart attacks in kids are normal and strokes in kids are normal, and I think there's going to be a Nuremberg 2.0. We just got to wait for it. I think it's going to happen. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, we can only wish. There's been some what might be called courts with no authority being held already in Europe. They have no authority to make arrest or convict or charge anybody with a crime, but they're acting as if they could just to make a public record. It does serve a purpose, but there is no authority for them to make arrest or convict anybody, unfortunately. So we can only hope and pray, Chris, that what you would like to see happen does happen.
We're getting ready to overturn Roe versus Wade and send it back to the states. If we're making that move as a society, right? Yeah, they just want you to think they're going to get away with it, but I don't think they are. But anyway, thanks, guys. Thanks for the guests. Great job.
Okay, thank you. Fantastic. Appreciate it. Yeah, unfortunately, the legal system moves way too slow to save the lives that need to be saved, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yeah. look at how long it took for, the court system to sprout up with the, okay, we can, pull out the mandatory mask on the planes and so forth. it took that long for that to procure, at which point, think of all of the lives that were affected, the lungs that were damaged, and so forth. It's ridiculous that that we had to wait for a court to demonstrate or at least prevail with the common sense that should already be there, instead of the overwrought fear that seems to be the presiding factor.
That's right. That's right. Well. There's so many aspects to this ongoing tragedy, the worst crime in recorded human history. It's hard to wrap your brain around something this enormous, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and then you just keep finding more and more information that makes you go and shake your head and go, what the heck?
I know, absolutely. We do have open lines. You've got a question or comment for Dr. Huff at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, unfortunately, my daughter, my two youngest twin grandchildren, my son-in-law, all got the clot shot and at least one booster. I've spent so much time for years making sure they had a safe haven, only to find out that they're committing suicide. They don't know they're committing suicide. They didn't volunteer for it with intent and knowledge, but that's in fact what they've done. It is so sad and so unnecessary. Looks like Pat in Texas is back again. Good morning, Pat, again.
Hi. You just said something that made me want to ask both of y'all something and make a comment. People keep talking about the Hippocratic Oath, but I don't believe hardly anybody takes that anymore. Maybe a Christian hospital somewhere forces it on the university medical school. But anyway, you mentioned, John, palliative care. And I wanted to ask you both what that means. I thought it was something like hospice. Since they don't have on the wall that they intend to care, cure you, they intend to manage your health. they want to manage you right to the grave because they get $39,000 for not curing you and call it saying that you have COVID. You don't have no symptoms. But the point is, what does palliative care mean to you, doctor?
Palliative? It means that...
P-A-L-L-I-A-T-I-V.
I was going to say, if you look at the basic... Sorry.
Go ahead, doctor.
No worries. If you're looking at the definition of palliative, you know, you're in the simplest concept is that you're putting a Band-Aid on something. You know, it's not that you're correcting what caused the injury in the first place. You're applying something, you know, that provides relief in a sort. You know, if you have a headache, you know, people are doing palliative care by taking an aspirin. That doesn't fix the headache or figure out why you had the headache. It just, you know, has a response where it can thin the blood and potentially relieve, you know, some of the headache that's there. So, that's what would be, you know, utilized in, you know, our effort with people that have been injected is, yeah, doing our damnedest to try to provide some form of palliative care for the myriad of symptoms they're receiving post-injection.
Before the COVID thing, or maybe they knew about the COVID, but the person's not in the hospital for that. They're in the hospital for why they have a pain in their shoulder. See,
okay.
And you watch them. I'm a little medical here. And when they do the x-ray, it's not where the pain is. So you get real suspicious. Why won't they do the x-ray where the pain is? And on and stuff like that. And then they send you a letter. And the letter is signed by all the nurses and thanking you for allowing them to administer palliative care on your patient, and I'm thinking, or yourself, or whatever they sent it here for. I know what palliative means. He didn't go there for palliative care. He went there to get diagnosed and healed or whatever. So I just want to warn people that they wanted me to sign that and send it back to them, thanking them. I'm not going to do that because that's admitting that I sent him there to die.
Well, the common misconception is that you're going to the hospital and that you can expect that they're going to, quote-unquote, use the medical term, cure you. Okay? The one thing that's meant or designed to cure you is your body. You were given an innate immune system that was designed for your body to rebuild and repair itself.
Well, being quite knowledgeable about medicine, being a medical technologist, I could see that they don't do the right test to diagnose it. And if you force them to do it, then they find out something's wrong. But they don't really know how to treat it. You're right, and it's your own body can take care of it. But the point is that if you go to the hospital because you got a pain in your shoulder because of something, and then you get staff at the hospital, that's a nosocomial infection. And that's very common in hospitals, right?
For being one of the more sterile environments, yes, they have higher rates of infection. I mean, that's where you develop MRSA from, for Pete's sake.
And they don't want to find it because, I'm just blabbering on, but I just thought I'd warn people, but don't admit to sending anybody for any palliative care unless they've had the clot shot. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. We have a break coming up here soon. The call number is 512-248-8252. I no longer... engaged. Both my brothers got the clot shot. My sister-in-law, I have no conversations with them because there's no point to it when it comes to the COVID clot shot. It can't be undone. It's not a matter of convincing somebody to not do something any longer. That time has come and gone. Same thing with my daughter and my son-in-law. That time has come and gone. I just want to let them have whatever life they have left to be as fun and enjoyable as they can. before the inevitable happens, which appears to be a far more premature death, far more premature. Unfortunately, the 16-year-old twins, we don't know what's going to happen with them. Will the boy or the girl be sterile? Will the girl be able to have healthy babies in the future? There's a lot of unknowns here, aren't there, Doctor?
Yeah, and as much as you know, there's the implied temptation of "I told you so," that would behoove no benefit either. You're stuck with, man, I did everything I could to reach out to you, and as an adult, you got to choose what you wanted to do.
Well, my attitude is, I love you. I'll be here for you when you need me, and that's pretty much it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Same here.
Hold on.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have
all right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, we look like we got our last caller here. We got Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Huff. I just wondered three quick things and at the end of the show. First, John, I'm sorry about your kids. It doesn't shock me. When I found they were living in Seattle, I had a feeling, you know what I mean, because I got out of there. Because it was just so far left. We wouldn't even believe it even 20 years ago how far left I found it to be. Bottom line, Dr. Huff, what are your thoughts regarding the peer-reviewed, the corruption in the peer-reviewed medical system? And the last one, if you had someone with OA just diagnosed, what would you recommend for them to do, dietary or anything, to help stop that from progressing or to help, stop it? Or, you know, basically, can it be cured? I don't know. But that was a question. I'm researching for someone about OA, just diagnosed, and then the peer-reviewed corruption, because I got into discussion, argument with a PhD mathematician while I was under, I was in a four doctor appointments in a two-day period with a broken foot in a war zone, basically, right? I was just like, I wasn't expecting this discussion. I thought everyone understood the peer-reviewed corruption. You can Google it. It's everywhere, even in mainstream news. So I just wondered what your thoughts were on that as well.
Well, I would agree that there's plenty of corruption in the peer-reviewed environment. And sadly, more and more people need to be aware of it because they utilize these peer-reviewed studies as a reference to try to fortify their point or their position, not realizing that they're standing on sifting sand. As for the OA, what you're looking at is a chronic inflammatory process that's happened in the body. But, that's going to be unique for the individual because they have their own biochemical unique individuality for their body. So it's identifying what factors, for that person specifically, is causing them to create the symptomology of an OA. And I don't say that to try to be, deferring. The context of it is unique to that person. And so, and if someone is, trying to give them just blanket advice of like, drink this product or take this supplement, you have no idea what their biochemistry is like. And as much as something can
do. If I could just mention real quick, and we're at the end, A Revolution in Health Through Nutritional Biochemistry by Pechenik and Neustadt is a must read. It's in the Portland, Oregon Public Library System. My interlibrary loaned it. I don't own it. But exactly. He got Dr. Neustadt to diagnose something none of the mainstream could because he read in nutritional biochemistry.
Okay. Catherine, thank you for your call. We're out of time. Doctor, we'll have you back in 2 weeks. Thank you, sir.
See you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady. We'll be talking for a few minutes about the rocket heater. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.